This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 24th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. A writing coach for regulators. USDA payments back on and EUC's opening with U.S.-China trade conflict. Another push for a regulatory gatekeeper. Republican Senator Roger Nello of Fair Oaks wants to help agencies write better regulations. He has revived legislation to establish a regulatory council in the governor's office to assist in drafting and amending regulations. Nello says that writing clear policy is no easy task for untrained staff, particularly since the state writes more than 600 regulations every year. During committee debate, Nello said SB 688 would reduce misinterpretation and errors while providing easier compliance and streamlining enforcement. Proponents also pointed out that a recent update to the low-carbon fuel standard failed on its first attempt due to 26 sections that lacked clarity. Others said small businesses are saddled with the burden when trying to comply with poorly written rules. Such a council could play a critical role with AI regulations in such a new and very complicated area, said Nello. His last bill stalled in the same Appropriations Committee, where SB 688 now resides. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers has supported both measures. Floodplain Forward requests Prop 4 dollars. Members of the Floodplain Forward Coalition are requesting Proposition $4 for floodplain reactivation and other water resiliency projects. The request comes after state and federal agencies signed a memorandum of understanding to propel Sacramento River Basin restoration. Floodplain Forward's membership includes ag interests such as the California Rice Commission and the Lundberg Family Farms. On that note, the League of California Cities asked the legislature to not use climate bond funding to backfill the state's general fund. The Legislative Analyst's Office estimated roughly $18 million of Governor Gavin Newsom's January budget would go to this. Ag counties rank the worst for national air quality. Seven California counties were ranked in the American Lung Association's 2025 Top 25 Worst Counties for Year-Round Particle Pollution. That includes some of the state's top agriculture producers. Bakersfield, Visalia, and Fresno counties were at the top three for pollution. The three Central Valley counties ranked the same in 2024 State of the Air report. Each county also notably shows a downward trend in annual particle pollution since 2021. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. IRA BIL payments resume at USDA. Agriculture Department employees have been told to unfreeze Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law grants and are now working to notify recipients individually. A Rhode Island judge was informed of USDA's action yesterday. The agency is working to provide individualized notices alerting awardees that withheld funds will once again be distributed. If it cannot do so, agency leaders are considering posting a notice on the agency's website or in payment portals, according to a status report filed on behalf of USDA and four other federal agencies. U.S. District Judge Mary McElroy ordered USDA, four other agencies on April 15th, to release the money. Now, take note, USDA doesn't have an estimate of how much IRA or BIL funding has been dispersed since the judge's April 15 order. But the status report says payment requests are now being approved. USDA programs affected by the freeze include the Regional Conservation Partnership Program and the Rural Energy for America Program. USDA said last month it was unfreezing funds for REAP and two other energy programs, but gave grantees 30 days to modify their proposals to remove diversity, equity, and inclusion provisions. Countries want to capitalize on China-U.S. conflict. Business leaders and government officials are in Washington this week for the World Bank and International Monetary Fund spring meetings. Some governments are using the opportunity to show countries outside of the U.S. and China that they're open for business. EU Commissioner for Economy and Productivity, Valdis Dombrovskis, in a speech yesterday said Europe is determined not to let this crisis go to waste. He argued that the EU would deepen international trade ties, reduce internal trade barriers, and streamline red tape to attract investment displaced by trade developments. Tearing down the remaining barriers would boost the EU's competitiveness while attracting global talent and investment, he said. Similarly, United Kingdom Chancellor of the Exchequer Rachel Reeves said that while public attention has focused on a potential UK-US trade deal, she also wants to facilitate trade with other economies. This week is an opportunity to build on some of those links, Reeves said. Now take note, the White House stressed that the U.S. won't unilaterally cut tariffs on China, despite reporting in the Wall Street Journal that says the president is considering reductions. President Donald Trump told reporters at the Oval Office that whether the tariffs on Chinese products are lowered depends on them. If we don't have a deal with a company or a country, we're going to set the tariff. We just set the tariff, Trump added. Here's today's final word. SB 628 was a modest, targeted fix. That Natalie Collins, president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, reacting to the legislature shooting down a bill to grant tax credits for employers providing ag overtime pay. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.